Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Always my favorite interview of the year with the swashbuckler legend. Mike Leach, head coach of Washington State. They're going to be rocking in Pullman on Saturday when the Ducks come calling. And game day is going to be there. What a scene, coach. Oh, my God. Early in the morning, everybody's going to be drinking Bloody Marys.
And I'll tell you what, it's wild right now because, you know, we have that tradition. I mean, it's not an accident that at every game day there's a Washington State flag. From the beginning of game day, there's been a tradition at Washington State to be the first there and wave the flag, and they mail it around the country, and they recruit alums to go do it to make sure they're up front. And they have been, I think, 160 times or some crazy number. And so now game day's in Pullman for the first time. And so people are thrilled to death. There's, you know, they mob the equipment truck as they're unloading stuff. I mean, there's people screaming and yelling. There's some cool signs. There's, and then, you know, from our standpoint, we notice a lot more interviews and just general energy on campus. But our guys are excited to have this chance.
Will you be going on game day and doing a nice little feature there?
No, I'm happy to record something, but you know, it pretty much fouls up my routine. And then the other thing is I'm a little I wouldn't say superstitious, but I don't know, there's something to me that's you know, less focused, or, you know, violate some tenets of the football gods. You know, you're getting ready to play somebody. You don't go up there and kind of wave your feathers around, you know,
right,
in a duck metaphor, sort of, so to speak.
So you, I got to tell you, I love this quarterback of yours. What a gamer this kid is. I'll tell you what, the game that really got me going was a couple weeks ago in Pullman when he threw that 90-yard bomb late in the game, and you guys beat the Utes. That was a hell of a play. And then he follows it up by putting 56 in Corvallis on the Beavs. I think Minshew's a great quarterback, and I love to see Herbert and him on Saturday. These two are it's as good as it gets. Where did you find him, and how the hell did you get your hands on this kid? Because he can really play.
Well, you know, it was funny. So we were looking for a quarterback and didn't have one that had played. And so, you know, and then, of course, who's transferring? You know, you get word of transferring and these graduate transfers and whatnot. And he was transferring from East Carolina, and then he committed to Alabama. So we liked him then, but then he committed to Alabama. And then, so we figured, well, what the heck, one more call. You know, you go, hey, do you want to sit on the bench at Alabama, or do you want to lead the nation in passing here? And, you know, what we liked about him was the ball comes off his hand quick. He was a decisive guy. He was not a full-time starter down there, but we liked him, you know, and we're kind of curious why he wasn't. And then he liked our offense also because he played in one that had some similarities in Mississippi. He's from Mississippi originally. And then, so, I don't know. You know, the biggest thing, he didn't have spring football or nothing. Got here in May and integrated himself with the team in a fabulous fashion. If you knew his personality, you'd see it. I mean, he's a wild-eyed Southern boy. And then you know, would just lift harder than most of the other people, fired up all the time, and it would kind of elevate and electrify the room, and just had a real good presence about him. The other thing is honestly, he's one of the smartest quarterbacks I've ever had, and I haven't had one that I would consider dumb, but he's extremely smart. I thought that in the business here, he was just so smart. And then you know, because we got all these sophomores out there playing receiver, and so him blending and getting familiar with them is probably the biggest challenge. So I honestly think he's got better games ahead of him.
When you saw that play against USC when he took that headshot, how mad did that make you? Because I didn't see you. I didn't see the post-game presser or anything. I didn't see any interviews that you did about it. How mad did that hit make you?
Well, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. And, of course, I can't comment on officiating unless I pay for it, which I have. So, you know, you're going to have to speak for those of us that are silenced, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think of the kid, Herbert, you got to deal with? He's headed to the next level, it would seem to me. That kid, the lock kid at Missouri, the 6'4", 230, you see this Herbert kid, pretty big. Did you watch, you know, any of his game with film with, you know, Washington, or do you get into that? What do you think of him?
Yeah, we watched all the film. I mean, he's been around for a while. He's been in and out of the lineup for the last 2 years prior to this, and you know, battles his way in, or somebody out duels him, you know. And you know, he's a big kid. He can throw the ball quite a ways, and I think he's a little more accurate than he has been. And then I think he manages that team pretty well. I think he's gotten better with experience and time.
So you're having, it would appear to me, Mexican dinner tonight. What do you like to eat at the Mexican place? I love taquitos and things of this nature. I can eat a lot of chips and salsa. I love guacamole. What are you looking at tonight, like, in terms of the, you know, the menu?
Well, I'm at Casa Lopez in Moscow, Idaho, which is right across the border. And they have, with their salsa, they serve a bean dip, too, and I mix that. And they have some people like the thick chips. These guys have the real thin ones that just kind of explode when you bite them. I get carne asada.
I love it.
Carne asada. I always get soft shell corn shells, and then you assemble your own tacos. You know.
Yeah. I had tacos for dinner tonight too. How ironic! I'm not even kidding you. We had make your own taco night at the Farrell household, and I busted off about three of them. I got to tell you, I love Mexican food. Let me ask you about your rock star status, not only with us, but now at Washington State. It just continues to grow, the legend of the swashbuckler. You're loving life there. You've told me how much you love Pullman and you love the program, but how much has – I know you don't probably care about any of that. You've always told me, but you really have turned into basically Elvis there. Do you feel pretty good about that?
You know, just a lot of great people here. I'm not terribly conscious of it, you know, but everybody's great people and very enthusiastic about the Cougs. And, the Washington State always has been kind of a militant fanmanship with regard to their sports teams. And I think some of it is because, you know, college town and everybody's right here together. And so they kind of just sort of feed off the excitement that exists. But now the people are great, and it's exciting to be here. And it's, you know, it's a lot of fun.
I got to tell you, your receivers, Martin and Winston, I talked about that 89-yarder against Utah, Patman, Williams, all of them. I love how everyone's got tons of catches. I mean, every guy, even Max, Borgie, these guys are all getting the rock from this guy. How much fun are they having as a unit playing in this kind of offense of yours where they're all – scoring touchdowns and getting targets and getting the ball and having big bombs and 89-yarders, 65-yarders, 40, 30. I mean, everyone's having these great plays. How much fun do you have with that receiving core?
Well, yeah, they're an exciting group because, they're like I say, other than Kyle Sweet, they're predominantly sophomores. And so haven't had a ton of game reps until this year. And so then they're upside. They have good upside. And then it's exciting to watch them elevate and improve, and their best days are ahead of them, all of them. But there's I think there's kind of a contagious enthusiasm as they get to go out there and play significantly for the first time. And then, course, we want to hit all those targets. Otherwise, these teams will pounce on you. So we're trying to hit all of them and keep them spread out so we're out of harm's way. And but I think all these guys, for the most part, are, you know, they're inexperienced enough. They're going to continue to elevate for a while.
How do you like the conference, the way the season's going? That North division is sick. Stanford looks like they're going to win tonight in Tempe. Washington, Oregon, both incredibly tough. You're 5-1. This is a huge game for you if you can knock off the Ducks. How much fun are you having coaching in the conference, and what do you think of the conference race this year with, like, USC, Colorado, Utah? Everybody's in it.
Well, every one of them are good. I wish a couple of them sucked, but they don't. And then, you know, so you've got to fight like crazy every time you play them. And then, you know, they're long road trips, so that makes it kind of exciting there too. All of a sudden the geography won't just change, it'll change dramatically. And then the North has been tough for a while. They've always been tough. You know, we've gotten Oregon several times in a row and got to get them again, and then we go to Stanford right after Oregon. So
yeah, it's brutal, the schedule. You got to go to Boulder as well, and then you got, obviously, the Apple Cup at the end on the 23rd. So let me ask you, lastly, are you still going on your long walks? How's that going this fall? Is it beautiful? What's going on there with your, you know, walks and your health, and everybody's good in the family and everything? You miss Key West? Everything good, Coach?
Well, I miss Key West. I have, as far as... walks, I've been kind of undisciplined the last 2 weeks. I've walked probably, oh, I don't know, twice or three times per week, which is less than I would like. And then because I've kind of gotten absorbed in all this stuff, and there's been a little dereliction. I got to get back to the health thing, the walk thing, you know, and you know, and you put it off, you make excuses, but. And then, you know, you go through phases where, you know.
You're eating tacos.
Yeah, you threaten yourself. You say, how tough are you? I mean, are you really this soft? And then, you know, you call yourself some names that probably shouldn't be repeated. And
right.
Then you strap it on and get out there and go like a mountain man. And then,
right.
So you go through phases on it. And I'm in the low phase. I'm the one I'm not so proud to talk about. But I need to start walking more. I need to eat a little better, but so it's been on the move that the biggest thing I need to, and it's like this with coaches everywhere this time of year, I need to be do a better job of going to bed at night.
Yeah, I believe it. Let me ask you one last question. I got 1 minute respectfully. When you're on the sideline coaching, I'm always fascinated watching you coach, and I always try to think, what's going through this guy's mind? You got a great mind. You're right. You're a New York Times bestseller. You write great books. All of it very interesting. But you got all these coaches talking in your head with all these headsets and everything. Does it drive you nuts? And what goes through your mind when all that chaos is happening and you're trying to sit there and focus on your boys?
You know, I'm always kind of trying to sort of thinking about the next play because I'm, you know, I call the plays. There's kind of an order and a sequence, which I can't say we're perfect at it. But I talked to Steve Spurrier Jr. up top. The Spurrier word illustrates the play, as we call it and discuss it and select a play. Then Dave Nickel, who's on the sideline but overhears with the headsets, then sends in the personnel. And then we'll, once they're in, then we'll kind of comment, speculate a little bit. But as soon as the play's over, you know, there's kind of an order to things. In other words, like you get to speak now, you get to speak then, and together we'll speak later type of thing. But and hopefully we do, you know, because it is football, you know, one, and I love baseball, but one difference between football and baseball, you know, they're stacking the helmets a certain way. The first baseman comes off, you toss him his ball.
Right.
You know, you bring the hat and his glove out to the hitter that's at the plate. You know, football doesn't have time for any of that. I mean, it's just there's a certain amount of organized chaos that goes on there. because there's so many moving parts.
And you got to throw, and you got to throw, you got to throw touchdowns and score and win. Coach, I love you. Enjoy your Mexican dinner and good luck against the Ducks. I always love having you on the show every year. You're the best. I'm always pulling for you.
Well, thanks a lot, and I love being on your show. So anytime, anytime you're bored, call me.
I will. Coach Leach, I love you, brother. Good luck Saturday.
All right, thanks, Bubba.
All right, there you go. Mike Leach at Washington State getting ready for Oregon on Saturday in Pullman. And game day's there as well. Everybody's going to be drunk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.